There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Let's go out to the River Islands guest line. It is time for Coach Kerr. We love our weekly visits with Steve Kerr. It's presented by Great Clips in Sports. Success is about team effort, and the same is true for your hair. Great Clips. It's going to be great. Hey, Coach, how you doing?
Great. How are you guys doing?
We're great. And listen, I we want to jump right to this. There's 1,000 Warrior questions to ask. We'll get to this. But we certainly wanted to give you an opportunity, and I'm always fascinated by your answer. It's election night. What are you feeling? What are your emotions?
Well, I'm hopeful. I think we're in a weird position as a country where, you know, the last 8 years there's been all this controversy with election legitimacy questions that aren't actually questions. They're just conspiracy theories. And I'm truly hopeful that this is the election to put that to bed and say, all right, look, this is elections in my entire lifetime, guys, they were never questioned until Trump came along. So, you know, the most important thing in our democracy is for everybody to understand these elections are fair and it's the will of the people. And that's what democracy is built on. And that's my biggest hope. Obviously, I know who I want to win. You guys know who I want to win. But yep. More than anything, I want our democracy to thrive, and I want to stop the nonsense with all the conspiracy talk that comes from Trump and his people.
Yeah, that's a great answer. And I mean, you and I and Mark, we all go far enough back to where you win some and you lose some. But when you lost them, it was like, okay, we'll get you next time. When you win, it's like, okay, let's work together and make this work. And as you were giving that answer, I couldn't help but picture somebody like twirling their finger in the air after the election, like, oh, we need to review it. We need to review the call. Yeah. And like, it's I'm only making it like farcical because this is obviously far more serious, but just the idea of like an NBA game where a call happens and then somebody twirls the finger and then you get to decide whether or not, you know, you actually want to follow through with that review or not. So that's just where my amateur and childish mind went, Steve.
Yeah, and unlike plays that happen in the NBA, there's nothing subjective about a vote. You vote for one person or the other. It's not, this is not block charge, you know.
Good call.
And the machines that we use, by the way, were proven, the Dominion voting systems that were questioned. And actually, I think Fox News lost almost $1 billion, if I'm not mistaken, because all of their commentators kept saying that the machines were tampered with, and none of it was true. And so, look, I mean, we have great election system. We have a democracy. We get to decide. We're so lucky in this country to have this power. And so to try to throw it all away by claiming conspiracy theory just in the name of, you know, having your guy in power for the next 4 years is just nuts. And history of our country as we go back and forth, we one side to the other. My biggest hope, honestly, is that that the Republicans can get their party back. If Trump loses, then, you know, let's get them their party back, and we get some sanity back in, because we do need a strong Republican Party and not a conspiracy filled one. And we get that, we have a much better chance to achieve some a lot of our goals and create a more unified country, I think.
Steve, I'll tell you this. I don't drink a lot, but I'm drinking tonight.
He's already half in the bag,
yeah,
Steve.
What are you doing tonight? Are you up all night? What's the plan here?
Oh, I haven't turned my TV on all day. I've been watching Boston tape. I've been watching our tape from yesterday. I'm about to go get dinner with some friends, and I don't even know if I'll follow too much until tomorrow morning. I don't expect anything tonight, so I might just try to get to sleep and wake up and look at my phone and see what happened.
Well, the only thing scarier than an unsettled election is Boston tape. I mean, is that a horror film? What are you seeing, Steve? Because my God, I mean, taking Atlanta by behind the woodshed and what they're doing, I mean, can you even watch that without having the blanket half pulled out over your eyes?
Yeah, somebody asked me yesterday. They say, got two big things coming up with the election and the Boston game. And I said, yeah, one is a lot bigger than the other. I mean, you've seen how good Boston is.
Right.
I mean, so yeah, this is a much bigger deal than anything. Now, these guys are awesome. They're, you know, obviously defending champs. I coached three of them over the summer with Jason and Drew and Derek White. And, you know, there's a reason they're the best team in the league. They're loaded with talent, got a great formula. Well coached. So this is a great test for us. You know, it's been such a good start. 6-1 is right where we want to be, but this is a major test, and it'll be good to see how we stack up.
Steve Kerr with us, as he is every week on Willard and Dibbs 95.7 The Game. Steve, we might have touched on this last week, but I think it's worthwhile to dive in a little bit further. I'll just tell you the way I translated it. Draymond Green, after a game last week, after one of the wins, spoke publicly on how he really hated the way that last year went. Obviously, we knew that. But there's something about his demeanor that makes me believe we've got ourselves a brand new Draymond. What do you see?
I see a guy who is playing at a high level, who's having fun, who's doing a great job leading. And, you know, to be honest, it's what I've seen for most of the past 10 years. I know who he is. I know what a winner and a champion Draymond is. I think he clearly got off kilter, you know, last year and the year before several times, and it hurt us, and he knows that. And I think he's really committed to getting the best out of this team and to helping his teammates and being the best version of himself. And honestly, I'm not surprised, because I believe in him so much. I know what a winner he is, but he's so emotional and so passionate that it can get the best of him sometimes, and it's our job to help him through that.
And it looks like you've done a good job of helping him through it, and he's helped himself through it, because I'm with Mark. It's a whole new Draymond, and actually we're now seeing Draymond the scorer as well, three straight games in double figures. Is that a conscious effort by Draymond, or is the game just coming to him and he's making the most of opportunities?
I think the biggest thing is he's playing the four most of the time now, and as a four, he has to be a scorer for us. He's going to be open on the perimeter. He has to shoot the three. Three for four last night, 39% last year. I don't think this is a fluke. I think, he's not going to be a high-volume guy, but he's going to be in that corner with Trace or Loon at the top and the offense running through a high screen and roll with the center that puts Draymond in the corner, and he's got to be willing to take and shoot that shot, and he has been. He's knocking him down, but again, it's just we're trying to forge the identity of this team, and the identity is a little different. The last couple of years, we've gone small more often than not with Draymond at the five, and we've recommitted to playing big with Trace and Loon and Draymond, that means Draymond's at the four, so it's a different look.
Steve, how did Steph come through last night?
Great. Yeah, I saw him this morning. We didn't have practice, but he said he felt good and no problems, so he'll be ready to go tomorrow.
I also wanted to just throw this at you, and I know there's no moral victories at this level of sports, especially for an organization like yours, but I think a lot of people are looking at your start and they're going, okay, this is some pretty good stuff. Now let's see what you guys do the next three games. Like, what would you say to a fan that's like, let's assess after these three?
I would say you're exactly right.
Yeah,
you know that's exactly right. I mean, you know, in the course of 82 games, you just the schedule can go back and forth. Your health, lots of stuff can happen. And you know, if you win 6 out of 7 in February, it doesn't get on the radar as easily as it does when you win 6 of your first 7 to start the season. So, you know, I know everybody is singing our praises, but the schedule has been kind to us to this point, and we're about to play probably the three best teams in the league the rest of this week. So great test for us. No matter what happens, we've got a ton of work ahead of us. I'm excited because when I watch the tape, I see all kinds of growth ahead of us. But it's going to take a lot of work and it's going to take some time.
You're playing 12 guys still, and that's with D'Anthony Melton still out. So maybe 13 is on the table. And I heard Buddy Hield earlier today on a national show talk about your simple and direct communication. Has that been something that you've been focused on not only this year, but throughout your career as far as managing 12, if not 13 men in a rotation?
That's the only way I know how to coach is simple and direct communication. I mean, as a player for 15 years, all I ever wanted was the truth. And the only time you get frustrated as a player is if you don't know, you know, the circumstances. And so I'm constantly talking to our guys and trying to give them the vision for what we're trying to be. And so our guys know, you know, we're going to play a lot of people. We're going to be feisty. We're going to get after it defensively. We're going to sprint the floor. And we've got to stay on that path. It doesn't mean, you know, we're not going to hit some bumps. We for sure are. But, you know, that's when you hit those bumps in the road, that's when you have to stick together as a team, and that's the plan.
Steve, it sounds like everyone in the organization feels the same way, but my gosh, we are just finding Buddy Hield to be a total joy to watch. And I'm left scratching my head because everybody I know who follows the Sacramento Kings, they've been on this guy for years. What is it that you think has made him such a good fit here as opposed to maybe where he wasn't in other places earlier in his career?
Well, remember, he had some good years in Sacramento and signed a big contract and played at a really high level. There's a reason he's been a coveted player. But, you know, for most players in the league, fit is everything. And this is a great fit. Our system, our style, the movement. He's a really good movement shooter. He's a lot like Clay and Steph in that he's going to run circles around the defender in order to get an open shot. He's a lot like those guys in that he has no conscience. He's not worried about missing. He's going to keep firing away. And there's a lot of energy that comes with that mentality and that style of play. So he's perfect for what we needed, and great signing by Mike. And I think you hit it on it in the first part of your comments. He's bringing joy to the gym every single day. Everyone loves Buddy. He's having so much fun, and he's bringing a lot of fun to our group.
And a lot of joy to the fans who are really enjoying watching him go out there and play with the exuberance and the energy that he plays with. You mentioned fit, and many people thought with Steph back that Jonathan Kuminga would just be back in the starting lineup, but Mark and I were talking about the fit that he seems to have with the second unit. Is this something that you've seen as a positive, not only for JK, but the team, and maybe this could be longer lasting with him coming off the bench?
It's a huge factor for JK to give us what he's giving. And, again, everything is about the puzzle fitting. You know, everything is about putting together five men combinations. And we need JK's force and power. And frankly, we need it more off the bench than we do in the starting lineup. So I love what I'm seeing. He's handling it great. He obviously wants to start. Everybody wants to start. But yeah, that hasn't impacted his effort and his energy at all. In fact, I think he's looked even better since we've brought him off the bench. I think it suits him well with this team. And so until things change, you know, we'll keep going with this. But I love what we're seeing from JK.
Steve Kerr with us, Withered and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game. Steve, I don't know if you're aware of what Ron Adams said on our station a couple of days ago. I found it to be one of the more interesting things the organization has ever said publicly about Jonathan. He commented that the game against the Rockets last weekend he thought was the best game he has ever played as a Warrior. But then he also told a little bit of the story of where this has been, that when Jonathan started scoring points, he kind of, quote, forgot about defense. Can you shed some light on Jonathan's journey the last couple of years?
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Yeah, I mean, it's I think our fans already know it's been up and down. But it's been, I compare it to the stock market over a 10-year period. It's the trend is up, right? And from the day he walked into our building to now, JK is dramatically better. There's just a lot of growing pains that go into that, especially playing on a championship team his rookie year, you know, playing on a contender the last couple of years where, you know, he's not allowed to make some of the rookie mistakes and young guy mistakes that players on lottery teams are allowed to make. So that's not easy on him, but that's the only way that we can compete as a team and for him to grow into the player that we need to become a championship player. All those things are necessary, and it makes for some uncomfortable moments, where maybe I make a bad decision with a lineup choice. And maybe things don't go well if I do play him. Maybe things, there's always stuff that happens. But the important part of all this is sticking together, continuing to work, and collaborating. And that's what JK and I have done over the last couple of years. That's what we've done organizationally. And I'm really proud of him for just continuing to climb in an environment that, frankly, isn't that easy, playing on a team like this.
And Saturday was a unique challenge where Steph was out injured and Draymond fouled out and Pods fouled out, and yet you turned to overtime and he kind of became the guy. What was said before overtime, and what was your takeaway from just how he performed to kind of lift you guys from, what would have been a tough and embarrassing loss?
Well, it was such a great start to that game, and we were really flowing in the first half, and then second half their defense got into us, and they started switching everything, and those are the games where JK becomes really important, because he has the power and the force to play through all that switching and to get to the rim And I actually felt pretty good going into the overtime despite the collapse in the second half, because I knew their guys were tired. And we just put our biggest front line out there with Loon and Kyle and JK spread the floor, and he got downhill a few times, and that was it. And the defense took over. So he really dominated offensively, and the guys did a great job defensively. And very gratifying win, because those games are hard, and they happen a few times a year in either direction, where you're up 25 and you give up the lead, or maybe the vice versa. Those games are crucial to pull out, and I thought that was a very important win for us.
Yeah, very important, Steve, and I should point out that only 10 teams have ever blown a 30-plus lead before in an NBA game. So
we did
that
in the playoffs against the Clippers in 19.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, man.
We had a 32-point lead in the second half, and we lost a playoff game with Kevin Durant, with Steph Curry, with Klay Thompson. It happens. It's crazy, but it can happen.
And you were forgiven later that season, as I recall.
I was what?
You were forgiven when you guys won the title anyway.
I think that was the year we lost in Toronto, but
never mind.
Yeah, it was still, that was a damn good team, obviously, but the NBA is crazy, though. It's that once you lose momentum, and it's why, it's why I bring clipboards. It's why I drive our guys hard. It's why I'm demanding of JK and our other young guys. Winning is hard, and the details matter, and you have to focus on those things, because the minute you let up, that kind of swing can happen.
Forgiveness taken back. We're still mad at you then, Steve. I didn't realize that didn't go your way. Hey, how was your conversation, we saw it at the end, with Jordan Poole last night?
Oh, it was great. It was great. I love Jordan. He's such a good young guy, and he looks really good. I watched a couple of their games leading up to our game, and I was just struck by how confident and strong he looks. He just looks more comfortable, and I'm so happy for him, because he did so much for us. He's such a good young guy, and the last couple of years haven't been easy for Jordan for many reasons, but I think he's in a great place, and it was wonderful to see him last night. I thought he played great, and I'll tell you what, Washington has something going. I think they drafted well. They've kind of cleared the decks, and they're building something from scratch. And I was impressed last night, and I think Jordan is a huge part of that.
Well, it's a conversation with Steve Kerr, so if we didn't put you into a rotational math question, I don't know what we'd be doing. So what are you going to do when D'Anthony Melton comes back?
I'm going to play him. He's a hell of a player. And I know that begs the next question. Who doesn't play?
Right.
And as I've said a few times, I've learned in my coaching career, never answer a question until you absolutely have to.
Okay. So
by the time Melt comes back, and hopefully it'll be in Cleveland, maybe it's in OKC, but you never know what else happens at that point. So we'll figure it out when we get there. But Melt's going to be a huge part of our team this year. He's really good.
Okay, so it sounds like maybe some optimism that might be this week for him, huh?
We're hoping. Hoping, but we don't know yet. He's progressing well, but I'm hoping for some time at the end of this trip.
Have you ever coached CYO? Because it feels like you're about to, where everybody gets to play.
That's how this year has been, really. I was thrilled last night to be able to put Lindy out there, because I love Lindy. He's such a good player, and he's done so well. He's helped us win, the last four games, and he didn't play in the first half, and I thought, what am I doing? I'm only playing an 11-man rotation, and so that's not enough. I got to play more.
That's so unlike you.
I was happy to get him out there.
Well, Steve, we thank you, and we know you're only watching Boston tape, but we can break this electoral news to you right now. It is 0-0.
Wow, that was really anticlimactic.
But just, you haven't missed anything yet.
All that's tease, all, no delivery.
Exactly.
It's so good.
All right, Steve. All right. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. See you guys. Thanks.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.